How much more relief aid should Congress approve for Americans struggling because of the pandemic? The House is preparing to take up President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. The bill is expected to pass the House Budget Committee today and could be up for a full House vote by the end of the week. While Biden pledged to work across the aisle during his campaign, getting that bipartisan support for his COVID relief package will be a tough order. Even some moderate Democrats in Congress are concerned about the price tag. Cedric Richmond is a senior advisor to the president and director of the Office of Public Engagement at the White House, and he joins us this morning. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Let me start with this question. There is still over $1 trillion in COVID relief money from the previous aid package that hasn't even been spent yet. So why do you need to pass an additional $1.9 trillion right now?
That's just not true. There's not $1 trillion out there. And we showed Republicans exactly why that was not the case. And they have not countered that argument. That was a argument they made 2 weeks ago. And when we showed them exactly where everything was, they have not countered or disputed that.
So let's talk about the extent of the criticism, though, because as we've mentioned, you're getting pushback from centrist Democrats. Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona say they don't like this bill, in particular, the effort to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. How are you making the case that that should be attached to this COVID relief bill?
Because this is about lifting people up at the same time. We just do not believe that any American should go to work a 40-hour work week and still live in poverty. That's not who we are. And so we believe that this package, which will help the entire economy and help people who have been struggling, and those people who are on the front lines, those people making minimum wage, are bearing the brunt of this pandemic. And we just think that it's the right thing to do policy-wise, and it's just the right thing to do.
Republicans also vigorously dissent the minimum wage. President Biden himself has said he doesn't think it's going to survive the package. So again, why attach it to the COVID relief bill if it's this contentious?
Because it's important. We've always raised the minimum wage during troubling times. It's always been a little contentious. So this is no different, but President Biden has been very clear that the minimum wage needs to be raised, and he's been very clear that people should not live in poverty that work 40 hours a week.
I want to talk about what the administration is doing for small businesses. Just this morning, the administration announced changes to the Paycheck Protection Program. Can you talk about those?
I don't think we've announced them yet, and we will be today, but I won't get in front of it. But I will tell you this, 63% of small business owners in the country favor the American Rescue Plan.
It's our understanding that this is supposed to help minority-owned rural so-called mom-and-pop businesses. These are for very small organizations to help them on a temporary basis meet payroll during the pandemic.
That's exactly what it's designed to do. And we saw the disparity and inequity in the PPP program, how it was administered, and how small businesses and minority businesses were not at the front of the line, but the end of the line. And with all the obstacles, they just did not get a chance to access those funds like everyone else. And President Biden has said from day one of his campaign that racial equity was important to him. And I think that these changes, when announced, will be very much so in line with his desires.
Cedric Richmond, Director of the Office of Public Engagement at the White House, thank you.
Thank you.
And Pierre Scott Detrow, White House correspondent, has been listening in. Scott, so with all due respect to Cedric Richmond, the Biden administration did indeed announce changes to the Paycheck Protection Program this morning. What do we know?
Yeah, they did. I was on a call about it last night with administration officials laying out these details. They're making several changes meant to fix a lingering problem from the first few rounds of this program, and that's that connected bigger businesses were getting a lot of loans and smaller businesses felt crowded out. So the main step the White House is taking is that starting Wednesday, there's going to be a 2-week window where only businesses with fewer than 20 employees can apply for loans. They're also changing a funding formula for independent contractors, other companies that might not necessarily have a payroll of employees. Remember, a lot of these loans were factored around payroll. So companies that just had the owner of the company were really getting squeezed out. Last quick change is they're tweaking some eligibility rules that had barred some businesses from applying for loans. Businesses owned by people who had defaulted or delinquent student loans, or business owners with felony convictions in their past. They're changing some of those things that said you were not eligible to apply for a loan.
Okay, so those changes forthcoming. Thanks for that. I want to talk about the first question I asked Cedric Richmond. He disagreed with the premise of that question when I said there's still over $1 trillion in COVID relief money from the previous aid package that hasn't been spent yet. That's according to the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Can you explain the discrepancy here?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of money that still has to be spent from that last round of aid. In the PPP program alone, administration officials told us last night there's about $100 billion that has not been allocated yet. A lot of unspent money in other areas as well. Again, remember, a $900 billion aid bill was signed at the end of last year. You have been hearing Republicans point to this unspent money a lot lately, and that's probably why Cedric Richmond bristled the way that he did, but it's not necessarily having the same conversation, because the Biden administration is not arguing for another big relief bill saying they've run out of money. They're making the case that there are still huge problems out there: vaccine distribution, economic aid, protection for schools, and a lot more money is needed, especially money for state and local governments.
All right, NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow, thank you.
Thank you.